Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good. Oh, I hear I've got my morning voice on.
Morena.
I've seen talked to enough people today.
I'm excited about what we are about to chat about, though.
Me too. I don't think Tess is.
I am excited. That's why I'm standing up.
Oh, sorry. I thought
you... getting ready to dance.
I got the vibe that you weren't into it.
And I was like, oh. I think I said oof.
I know.
Yeah, like oof.
Oh, because... Oh, I thought it was oof. But anyway, I was hoping to turn you today. But you've already turned.
I think we're all going to get turned after this.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So this is Miami bass or booty bass.
Booty bass.
Or boom bass. If there's any children in the car, say booty bass.
Who coined the term booty bass?
Well, I don't know who coined it. It's, if you see any of the videos, it's definitely booty bass. So this is in the late 80s, 90s. And if you think about it, hip-hop was quite serious.
Right.
You know, New York hip-hop was quite serious. Mm. You know, life in the streets and stuff. And then gangster rap in L.A., you know, was like really like, you know, serious.
It was more for like cruising with it on loudly.
Yeah. So, like, well, here we go. Pool parties and cars. Pool parties.
Nice.
See, before booty bass, hip-hop wasn't pool party music. And it's because it's Miami. This is Southern Florida, which is apparently a different universe than Northern Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Like two different Floridas.
I'd quite like to go to Miami, I think.
I know.
Maybe not
even
at the moment.
Architecture and stuff looks awesome.
Well, no, not at the moment. And
so this is the... I mean, Miami's quite famous for the Latino community, and especially the Cubans, and we will listen to one artist there. But this was the black community. And this was actually the real beginning of Southern hip-hop, too, which now is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Before this music came out. Now, it wasn't that big in the charts. It was a very local success.
Okay.
But it did spread around the South. In fact, the main charting group, Two Love Crew, I couldn't find one song that was appropriate to play. Let's be honest.
Yeah, just a heads up, there's probably going to be a little bit of explicit content / language, but I'm sure many people will have heard that before, so...
Yeah, but to do this segment without Two Love Crew, so I know we're not playing them, but we really can't, but you can listen to them on your own time.
Highly recommend.
You know, so hip-hop being taken up by a local space, and especially the black community, gets a lot less attention in Florida. And... the other main thing they did was they used this Roland TR-808. I went and saw a documentary a couple of years ago at a film festival on the TR-808.
Cool.
And here's all these top producers, top rap artists, and people like the Beastie Boys praising this booty bass. And I'm like, I thought it was just nasty, dumb,
like,
you know,
fun
silly
party
hip-hop.
Music. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what they did with the instruments and with the drum beats changed EDM and hip-hop forever.
That's so interesting.
So it's actually really important, even though, like, you might listen to it and go,
Should we listen to one?
Yeah, let's hit MC Luscious.
Hey, that boy over there, fine, right? His girlfriend think he is so faithful, but he is jocking me too hard.
Yeah, yeah. Girl, you know I love you.
You can hear that.
Yeah.
Digga-digga-digga.
So it's the... yeah. You hear that little, like, fake hi-hat. It's terrible. Ooh, I got your boyfriend. I got your man. I know your bodies are starting to sort of twerk here. You just can't. So this is sort of sub-bass and the snare. It's actually kind of, like, simple and crisp, isn't
so
it?
So is all of that coming from the TR-808?
Yeah. It was just making this machine do things that were so non-machine, you know, so physical.
So was this a new bit of tech that had, like, arrived around this time, or did this kind of scene co-opt it as an instrument they were using?
It co-opted it, because the TR-808 was only, like, sold for, like, 2 years.
Okay, right.
And then people found them lying around and played,
like,
with them.
This is fun.
And so, but also then it became sort of hard to get. I mean, now you can get the sounds on your, like, you know, computer.
I have a real soft spot for the idea of pool parties.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, especially it's been a long winter.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
And so its lineage hip-hop-wise is more planet rock, you know, than some of the other hip-hop, you know, that's more about the words and the lyrics. This is planet rock, that more electronic, and you can see why. Hugely influenced in EDM, sampled, copied all this stuff.
This is, I think, I kind of... defy anyone to not be kind of bopping along in their car right now.
So then, you know, other states picked it up, and so your song's like, whoop, there it is. You know, that was, you know, not from Miami, but it spread, and this sound is, you know, there was debate on, you know, whether it was official Miami bass or it was Miami bass sound, but not a band from Miami.
Was it a lot of male producers or?
Well, producers, but we've got a lot of women today. Yeah. And it's so ironic that a genre that appears to be misogynist has actually, we're playing probably more women artists than we do some weeks in some of the ones I sent you. And I think even for the women, the sort of sexualization was play. It was fun, you know, like, let's go out and just act like crazy.
Have fun.
Yeah, so it's not like sort of women hating. It's more like just sexy.
It's playing with all those ideas. Text in 5395, thoughts on Miami Booty Bass. I'd love to hear them. This particular track, by the way, is called Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend.
And you think of stuff that came afterwards, trap and crunk, all related to this. And one person said it's a way of life.
So you said it's from the black community, but there is a big Latino community there. Is there an influence in the sound, do you think?
Could be. And our third track is by a Latino artist. And so using this particular drum beat sounds, you know, obviously the fun play aspect of it. I mean, you know, the crossover between Afro and Latin, you know, in Cuba.
Yeah.
Because the Cuban music anyway was so Afro-Latin. So this was 1991, One Hit Wonder.
Oh, One Hit Wonder, was it?
Yes. Also, it's car music. You know, you boom it through your speakers.
Yeah. With your roof down.
Yep.
And, like, probably more people than the legal limit in your backseat.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys watch much TikTok because you're probably over 12, but,
savage.
You know, all these, it's so funny I find with TikTok because TikTok is about capturing a mood. And some of these super sexy songs capture a mood and people use it on their cat, you know, and use it on, you know, making a sandwich.
I've seen these. Yeah. So I've seen the cat ones.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, they'll take these sexy songs or funny, sexy songs that you think, oh, I would never listen to that music. But for TikTok, because they capture this particular mood, you can apply it to stuff. But I gotta say, that beat's pretty infectious.
It's awesome.
I got the disease.
This track is awesome. I'm also, like, thinking through in my head all the artists that kind of have obviously drawn on that sound or borrowed it. Is it the kind of thing that people have, like, cult loved for a long time? I mean, obviously it's got a big reach now, but as you're saying, it kind of originally had that localized sound.
Very local, and then kind of an insider thing with producers and DJs.
Right, okay.
Because, like I said, I don't know if it's something a lot of people listen to for pleasure, but just amazed at the technique and the art and the crazy things and the way they could put so much human and dance and booty into a machine.
Yeah.
And get that from it. You know, like, so this song's apparently just been sampled in EDM countless songs. It actually went platinum in 1997.
Whoa. This is Freak Nasty with Da Dip.
Another song you didn't pick was Space Jam, you know, from the movie. And, you know, that sort of revitalized too. But anything with this beat is Miami bass. Dip by Dip, you dip.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one is one I'm quite familiar with.
Oh yeah, girl, this one had been partying.
I was gonna say, this one had like a weird revival in the primary school disco era when I was growing
really?
Up.
Really?
What? Yeah.
So what primary school was into booty bass? Having a bass night?
It must have been a sample, I think.
Yeah. But I just love that snare. It just sounds like you're hitting a trash can. Like, it's just, it's nothing like a snare.
All the gatedness on everything is just so good. I think it's really hard to deny that it's infectious as, you know, like, it makes you want to kind of bop along. It also makes me want to be on, like, proper summer holiday.
Imagine a pool party.
Well, you think of all the...
You're really set on the idea.
All the artists now still doing, like, pool party rap videos. Yeah, that's all from this, Tyga and stuff like that. You know, pool party videos are a thing now.
Because I'm still kind of thinking that yacht... You mentioned last week, yacht rock.
Yeah, you have a thing for the sea, don't
you? Yeah. And the silk shirts and the gold chains and, like, all of that. I'm sort of thinking...
Yeah, you could still wear that here.
Yeah. Cool.
Except your shorts would have to be shorter. And a bikini top maybe underneath. But it's got that sort of, you know, call and response back and forth, you know, shoutiness that you can engenders participation. You're not listening to one guy rap. you know, you're encouraged to answer, to holler back, you know, to answer.
We're going to move on to the third track, otherwise we're not going to have time to booty bass our way through this whole this whole trifecta.
And this
here.
One's a weird one, because this is 2012, so it's obviously much later, and this is a Latin-Cuban Miami artist.
So the last two artists we've been listening to are 80s and 90s, yes?
90s, both 90s. 91, 96.
I quite liked this one.
Tremenda sucia. Yeah, and it's cool to have sort of a more recent to show that it's still, and also the Latin community, and he's allowed to do it. He hangs with the right... You know, record labels, the official Miami-based people.
Someone's texted in saying it shares a lot of DNA with Detroit techno and electro, like Cybertron.
Yeah. But this is not as mechanical sound. I mean, like, it is sonically, but techno was about machines, repetition. This is about moving your
booties.
Booty.
This track is called Salpica. Miami by Otto von Schiraj.
Schiraj, it looks like Schiraj.
I also have this like pink tinted sunglasses image in my head.
Little Paris Hilton sunglasses.
Yeah.
Little booty shorts.
Oh yeah, and silk shirt with flamingos.
Yeah.
Well, that's your Florida.
Things in the shape of a pineapple.
Definitely get around that, I think. Tremenda sucia. Brinca, sapica.
Brinca. So is this still a TR-808?
Well, it would be done on the computer,
right? Okay.
You know, because now you can get the sounds. Although, unless he dug one up. Dale,
baby. It's that kind of metronomic.
Yeah. It could be actually the metronome is the sound they're using. I can't remember. But even the little pews, that's so '80s that he's using.
So is there still like a hearty, thriving Miami booty bass scene today?
Well, when I was reading up about this guy, some of the, you know, like official Miami bass people were talking about this guy and who he's performed with. I mean, and so obviously he's still going and these people are still performing. So it's, you know, probably club nights and retro nights and bass nights. I don't know how much new content because it's all been borrowed so much.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, this also reminds me of a lot of like queer clubbing music. So has it had a big influence on those kind of scenes as well, do you think?
Well, yeah, and because there is a linkage.
I was going to say, and does it go backwards as well? Do you get queer music feeding back into this?
Well, I don't know if hip-hop will admit that, but there is a linkage that maybe I'll talk about in a couple of weeks, bounce music, which is a queer southern hip-hop.
Cool.
And so that maybe, you know, is more of a linkage, you know, because the queer thing is, although Miami's like, you know, has a strong gay vibe to it, but you know, community's only still opening up, so you know, queerness. Las sucias en las calles son bien rica, rica. Yo le digo mami, tremenda salpica. Brinca, tócate. Yeah, even his name's cool.
I'm really into this, to be honest. This is really put me in a great mood this morning.
So he identifies as half German, hence the name, and Cuban and native. And so that's kind of very Florida, too. You know, that mix of native and black and Latino, you know.
It's really reminding me of something, and I cannot place it.
Good times. Pool parties. Silk shirts.
Well, that rap going da 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 da. Hey,
that sounds like something.
Yeah.
If anyone can think of what it is, please text it in, because it's just going to be one of those things that drives me mad all morning. Tocate. Oh, here we go.
Candela. You know this guy performs with his shirt off, right? I mean, you can just hear it.
Yeah. Maybe, isn't that like compulsory?
And maybe the super baggiest jeans with huge cargo pockets.
Huge cargo pockets and then really high jockeys underneath.
Yeah. He's got a grill. He's got a grill, a lot of tats.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't actually what I was envisioning.
Yeah, he's kind of.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah, well, you can definitely hear the electro in this, and whether it's come all directly from Miami or, you know, it's been re-influenced.
Interestingly, someone's texted in saying the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, is that what
maybe
they're hearing?
Influenced by?
Well, Black Eyed Peas would be influenced by.
That's what I mean.
Black Eyed Peas is a southern food, so maybe their original roots was more grounded
in this
the
kind
South.
Of sound. Yeah. Someone said it sounds like Gangnam Style. That's not what I was thinking of, but thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Fergalicious, yes.
Or Anaconda by Anaconda. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can hear the Fergalicious.
It is. It's Nicki Minaj, Anaconda. Mm. That's what I am thinking of. Thank you, Texter.
You're always thinking of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
I'm always thinking about that. Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's just absolutely solved my problem. It was going to literally drive me mad all day.
Yeah, but now I'm hearing it for Fergalicious.
I'm hearing my Anaconda don't.
We could just keep singing all day.
Okay, these girls have just totally revealed what they actually listen to when they're not here.
Hey, everybody likes a bit of Nicki Minaj. Thank you very much for bringing us Miami Birdie Bass this morning.
Okay, and then next week we're flying across to a really different place again.
Where are we going?
We're doing Celtic music.
Woohoo!
That's so different again.
I'm not going to lie, I love a bagpipe, so yeah, I'm ready for that.
Bring your flowy nighty dresses to wear, girls.
Excellent stuff.
And your
flower
crowns.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Kia ora, thank you.